Good morning. Welcome to this morning's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you in store at Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. I'm very happy to be joined by our lovely co-host, my wife, Stacy Urban.
Hi.
So this morning I'd like to talk about what is a solution to declining fertility rates. And the basic idea, I think, you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer. I mean, people should, you know, get married and then have children. But in our modern culture, like, you don't hear that talked about as much as you would think you would. You know, you have, you know, leading or figures, or I don't know if you call them leading, but well-known figures like Elon Musk, you know, he has like, what, 14 children by four different women. I guess he was married, so maybe half of them are from his first marriage, or about half. But still, that's not a very good example. You know, children need fathers and mothers, and they need to be brought up in a safe, stable environment. And in a future show, I'll talk more about those statistics. So there are really a number of different issues going on here. But the biggest one is that people aren't getting married, and it's, you know, certainly not just in the United States. Like, people are marrying now much later. The average age of first marriage in 38 most developed countries, so-called OECD countries, is 32 for women and 34 for men. Wow, well, that's not the ideal age to bear children. I mean, it's okay, but, you know, you're ready in a period of declining fertility. So what's going on? What are some reasons for that kind of statistic? Well, people are marrying later, but why are they marrying later? Another statistic in this is a quiz on United Families International, is saying, what are the most commonly cited reasons young adults choose to delay or avoid marriage? And the biggest ones are concerns about financial stability and career goals, and lack of pressure from family to marry. In other words, marriage has become even not expected necessarily in a lot of families. Well, shouldn't you as a parent, me as a grandparent, as a parent, be guiding our children about the importance of marriage? And shouldn't we be guiding them not to have sex before marriage? I mean, I talk to my neighbors, friends, you know, and I talk to them about like, are you telling your children not to have sex before marriage? Well, that's not a given. No, not necessarily. Even my own parents were, you know, delinquent in that. Well, you have to set that clear expectation and lay out all the benefits and of waiting to have sex until marriage. And your religious faith could be the most important one. But even if you're not a person of faith, there's many, many reasons. And if you subscribe to urbanlifetraining.org, you'll have access to all of our relationship intelligence materials, videos, discussions, where you can easily discuss these topics with your children. It doesn't have to be an awkward thing. So, and then we have, of course, the sexual revolution, so-called, where birth control use became common. Used to be sex was equated with having children. Well, duh. But now there's been a decoupling. Well, not now. Maybe that's been like 50 years now, 60 years plus of sex from marriage and family. And actually, this has been a disaster. And is it mostly a disaster for men? Well, yes, it's a disaster for men, but it's especially a disaster for women getting hooked up with a bunch of psychopaths, swipe right, whatever, instead of waiting for marriage to have children, to, you know, have family. And then there's a whole feminist movement, the movement to move women into the workplace. Oh, I got to have a career, career. Well, what's your most important thing you need to do? I think it's to have, and it's not for men and women, of course, it takes two, to have a family, to have children. And that's best done ideally in your 20s, not your 30s or 40s, for goodness sake. That's certainly pushing it. So, I mean, the whole, like, idea has gotten skewed crazy. So, do you have any thoughts on that? Stacy, about this topic?
Well, I think one thing is that having children and marriage can bring hope into your life. And that's something that I don't think should be missed.
We all desire love. We all need a partner of love. There's many different factors, too, about now becoming so common, as I shared in my last episode. Go back and listen to that if you didn't hear it yet. About cohabitation, like 70% of couples now say they're likely to cohabit at some point in their life. That's a bad idea. That reduces your chance of marital success, increases your chance of sliding into a bad relationship, and so many other things. And from the man's point of view, you know, of course, if you have a godly man, which is what you should look for as a woman, that's not going to be the case. But if you have someone else who's ungodly or godly as they should be, then if you're going to give yourself to a person, and it applies to men too, but probably obviously affects women even more, then why would you do that if they're not giving you the commitment? These things used to be common sense. Oh, like, duh, don't have sex till you're married. Oh, like, duh, if you don't want to have children, don't have sex. But it's not just children. Of course, there's STDs, emotional damage, spiritual damage, ruined relationships, worry, baby mama drama, etc., 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 violent relationships, dating violence, relationship violence, abusive relationships, relationship with psychopaths, all kinds of things going on. Why would we expose ourselves to that? So that's what we emphasize in Urban Life Training, the nonprofit Stacy and I founded, where you can form local chapters and also access the materials for your own use, is to teach your children abstinence and be involved in the process for helping your children find a mate. And so we've also initiated a sister site to Urban Life Training called unionstation.love. And there you can find your eternal match. And parents are welcome to be involved with their children. So you'll take a blessing preparation course, because marriage is a blessing, capital B, the blessing of marriage. And then you can participate in this course. It is a God-centered course, but we don't tell you where to go to church or not to go to church or anything like that. But you'll learn about a God-centered viewpoint in marriage. And then we have real people on our site who are verified. And you will take the blessing preparation course first before you get on the matching site. So this is a really wonderful thing. Do you have any feedback on that, like parental involvement in matching? Like with our daughter, we were involved and we assisted helping her find a spouse. So that's an important role of parents, to think, you know, your child's going to automatically find a spouse somewhere. You should assist them and help them. And a good way to do it is participate with them at unionstation.love. What do you think, Stace?
Yeah, it's an important milestone in life, finding a mate and getting married. So yes, if this son or daughter wants help.
Yeah, that's right. So you can participate with your young adult in the process of helping him find a marriage partner. I mean, what could be a more important decision? First of all, I would say the decision they make and you guide them to make, to be sexually active or to not be sexually active. And clearly, every parent I've talked to, I've worked with over 3,000 youth, have received our trainings, or not trainings, but our relationship intelligence education. I've worked with over 300 youth personally, me and Stacy, in clubs in Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas. And none of the parents, and we always, you know, work to involve the parents, so we've worked with dozens and dozens or even 100 parents, none of the parents say, oh, hey, I was sexually active. Yeah, hey, I want my child to be sexually active. Nobody says that. Everybody wants their child to have the best future. So we should own up to the fact, whatever our past was, if we have to have some honest discussion with your son or daughter, then do it. But clearly guide them towards the best future, which is staying abstinent for marriage, getting married, waiting. Generally, they'll want to be married when they're at least 21 or older, unless your child is very mature. They could possibly get married earlier, but in general, and you know, help them and participate in the process. Do register at unionstation.love with your adult child together. You can participate with them. They'll receive an excellent course there on preparation for the blessing of marriage. And they already have someone they're engaged to or whatever, thinking about, put it that way. This is a great way to see if that's really the right person by both participating in this course together. And that's the most important thing, to prepare yourself, not looking for a person with certain physical or whatever characteristics, although those are things we talk about or we're having a profile on the matching site. But the most important thing is to first prepare yourself by taking the blessing preparation course. What do you think, Stace?
Well, I think it's a good way to have a God's view of marriage, what God thinks, and His love. And that will help.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another really good point. What is God's viewpoint of marriage? Again, this isn't really so much about religion. I mean, you could say it's religion, but it's more like God created you. God created me. So what is God's viewpoint of marriage? Talk about the decline of people having children, the decline of fertility, the decline of marriage rate, crash like in South Korea to 55% decline in the last 35 years, but also a steep decline in all other developed nations. Not seeing God's viewpoint of marriage. If this is a top priority for you as a person, a young person, you should make it happen. Join unionstation.love. Join Urban Life Training to make sure you stay on track with your life and with your life goals. And that's really, I say, the most critical thing. Do you have a vision for your life where marriage is in your vision? And if so, do you have a vision where you're keeping sexual purity? If you've already jumped into a relationship, you can become a secondary virgin. And then you can also participate in our site that way. I think these are the most crucial issues in anyone's life. And the fact that, first of all, not being talked about enough, and being treated so casually. This is such crucial decisions. And not just treated casually, but in many schools or public schools, children are indoctrinated the opposite way. Oh, have sex relationships. Oh, you might not be a boy. Oh, you might not be a girl. Like we've been sharing, 37% of girls in high school now don't know whether they're male or female. And this should be on the headlines. What? 37% of girls don't identify as male or female? Not 3%, 37% don't know whether male or female. How could that be? How could that be? Because of indoctrination by schools, indoctrination, of course, there's all social media and all that. That's crazy. That's completely unacceptable. Let's turn this around. Let's make a new culture of family and marriage and God-centered marriage. Do take advantage of resources at urbanlifetraining.org and unionstation.love. Any thoughts? As we wind it down, Stace?
You might learn something, you know, by taking the course that would help you in your life.
Absolutely, you might learn something. A good point, like who doesn't still need to learn something? If you don't need to learn anything and you know everything, you've got a problem. Nobody knows everything. So thank you for joining today as we talk about what is the solution to declining fertility rates. Clearly it has to do with marriage, family, a God-centered view of marriage. We should be talking about this constantly, and we should stop the indoctrination of our children into gender ideologies and all kinds of destructive things, especially with the breakdown of sexual ethics. We don't want that to happen. So as a parent, you need to be involved. So we thank you for listening. Do you join us next time? Do you check out unionstation.love and urbanlifetraining.org? And I'm your host, Richard Urban, and our lovely co-host, Stacey Urban. We will see you next time.